This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I thought he did great. Really can't wait to see what he does in Major League Baseball. I thought he looked really good. His velocity seems like it's in a good spot. The way, the confidence with which he transitioned to the Grapefruit League, you know, just being in the States, he's just fit right in. He seems like a natural here, and really happy that we have him.
Before we get to the Sagano part of the conversation, Orioles are in Toronto. Rock Botko reporting from Masson. Levon Soto has a locker at the game in Toronto. Jorge Mateo does not. Brian Baker also has a locker. Matt Bowman does not.
No surprises there. We'll see how quickly Jorge Mateo comes back. Does he come back before Gunnar? And in the meantime, what do they do at shortstop? A topic we've talked a lot about. If you missed any of that, just go to the Odyssey app. It's all there. It's chaptered. You can hear Mike Bordick talking about it. You can hear Bill Ripken talking about it. You can hear us talking about it. As per Mr. Sagano, did you guys, I know it was up against a lot of college basketball. Did you happen to see him pitch on Masson over the weekend?
I was out of town. I did not see
it. I was watching basketball.
Yeah, I was in Connecticut.
Ben, I know you're a bit of a Sagano truther. Did you happen to see Mr. Sagano against a close approximation of the Yankees?
Yeah, he got hit around. He's also pitched good in other outings. I mean,
well, not, he didn't just pitch good. In his other four appearances, 10 and a third, 5 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts. Now, I also say he ain't going to be that good, but is it fair to say he's not going to be as bad as he was against the Yankees?
Well, I don't know. I think he learned a hard lesson against the Yankees, which is just how pinpoint and fine and precise his command has to be to not just, like, not thrive in the ALS, just to survive, to stay in this rotation, because a 92-mile-an-hour thigh-cut fastball is going to end up in the right field bleachers in pretty much any ballpark in this division. So, look, he's the fourth highest paid guy on this team, and he's 36 years old. Mm-hmm. So, personally, the way they set it up, I'm cutting the dude no grace. Like, you're in the middle of this rotation, you better pitch like you belong in the middle of a major league rotation, and you better do it pretty much right away. And they're hyping him up, and they can do that, but, like, this isn't some, like, diamond in the rough kind of thing. They only went out and got two real, and we'll see if he's real or not, pitchers to try to replace Corbin Burns. And he's one of them. And he's only making a few million less than Morton, who's actually had a major league career, good one. So, like.
But I think, to be fair, and we brought this up at the beginning of spring training, where we've seen plenty of players come overseas and it just looks way too big for them at the start. one bad outing, all things considered, I think he's exceeded expectations for spring training.
For spring training.
Sure. And there's going to be some outings where he is going to get hit around like that. It's going to happen over the course of the season. But you are right. It, with the state of this starting rotation, they need him to be a thing.
I think based on what you said, Jason, though, unless he just completely falls on his face, they're going to give him a huge runway because of what they're paying him.
No, they're going to.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me.
Oh, you're giving him no runway. I know that. Trust me.
No, because it...
yeah.
This was a real thing for them.
Yes.
And this is another one where, okay, he's not the Japanese pitcher we were all talking about.
No.
Or the Japanese pitcher we wanted. But he also, he's had a whole career over there. It's not like other teams didn't know about him. Right? Again, compare what this team does versus other teams. It's not like he was some discovery. Every team in the Major League scouting department has known about him for over a decade.
Yep.
And they're the ones who at age 36 decided to give him this much money to come in for a team that they said can win a World Series and compete right now. So that's the expectations they set mm-hmm. by how they talked him up, by what they're paying him, and by where he, this isn't Sasaki making the adjustment at 23 or 24,
no.
by when they brought him over. But like the idea that they're smarter than everybody else or this is going to be some great find for them when basically they've bleeped it up with Major League pitching all over the place, from the General Soreness trade to the Rogers trade to the Cole Irvin trade. Like, we can go on and on.
Sir Anthony Dominguez and
Gregory Soto. I'm just talking starters.
But we're talking pitchers.
So, like, that's the prism I'm viewing it through. So, like, I don't want to hear about... That's what the spring was for. He adjusted to the ball. The GM's on record saying he's even better than we thought he was, and the velocity's not going to be a problem, so that's the standard I'm holding him to. He better be, from the giddy-up, a guy who looks like he belongs in this rotation.
Are you still having the same expectations of Dean Kramer-level production?
I think Dean Kramer's going to have a... We'll get to our six-pack at four. I think Dean Kramer's going to have a better season than him. I think Dean Kramer's going to throw more pitches, throw more innings, get more wins, and have a better ERA than Sagana.
I also think, though, while you can't overreact to anything that's happened in spring training, though. He had one bad outing. I'm not going to say he's going to win a Cy Young because his other four outings were shutout.
Yeah,
and so everybody has a bad.
At how many A lineups he faced.
That's fine. He still got outs. Bone brought up a minute ago, like guys coming over from Japan. They at first it doesn't look like it works for them, and he looked good out of the gate.
And look, he could get shelled this weekend in Toronto.
Yes, he could.
I'm going to give him some runway. I'm not going to press the panic button if he gets killed this weekend.
He's the fourth highest paid guy on their team.
They're going to give him a long runway.
They can give him a long runway, but I'm just saying, that's how they built their team. I didn't build this team.
No.
This is how they built it. There's only three people in this organization making more money than Sagana.
But aren't
Morton,
people allowed to have...
O'Neill and Eflin.
Aren't people allowed to have bad outings? Four of his five were good.
They're allowed to.
Yeah.
And everybody made a big deal about what he did, and that was great, including me. But what I've been saying is, he's going to find out at some point in the spring, turn out against the Yankees A lineup, what the major leagues are really all about, and what he's going to be able to get away with, and what he's not going to be able to get away with. And what I saw over the weekend was garbage.
Coming up next here on the program, we'll get a little Purple Rain in
batting
the forecast.
Practice fastballs.
Ravens, we've heard a lot about Mark Andrews and the possibility of him being dealt before the draft. Who else might be traded by the Baltimore Ravens? We'll give you some thoughts next here on The Fan.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.